The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. There we are. Okay, here we go. Hey, how you doing this morning? This is Linda Bott. Welcome to KCNR. This is Free Fire Radio. And I am here with my good friend Ken Murray. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
And we've got a great show ahead of us. We're going to be talking a lot of things, giving tickets away. And let me turn my headphones up. Here we go. And Carl is, I would say he's on assignment, but let's be honest. Carl is in doing a four-day intensive taking, you know, gun classes because, you know, he teaches. So he's with the owner of Northern California Firearms, and they are in an intensive four-day class. So that's
what he told you.
That, we talked several times yesterday because, you know, we're back up with the FM, and yesterday we were having troubles with, you know, electronics and stuff that were going out. It was all across the nation as well. So it should be interesting what happens over Thanksgiving travel. And coming up, let's talk about the weather here. It's currently 38 degrees. We're going to have a sunny day with a high around 70 and our overnight lows are around 42. Saturday, that's today. Tomorrow, I can't believe it's Friday. Okay, I'll tell you in a minute why I lost a couple of days. Saturday will be high of 73 with our overnight lows of 43. Sunday calls for mostly sunny with our high of 73 and our overnight lows of 43. And Monday calls for a high of 67. We're getting there. We're getting there.
Is it going to be windy any of those days?
It doesn't say, but it does say on Tuesday or Monday night, partly, a chance of rain on Tuesday.
So I need to rake leaves this weekend before they get rained up.
Thanksgiving Day is a slight chance of showers. And that's what it says. This weekend is a good weekend to do any last-minute yard work. Absolutely. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome, 365-3793. And, Ken, we know that we have a beautiful two creatures in the room. We have Amy from Haven Humane. Is that okay if I call you beautiful creature?
That is. I'm more than okay with
that. All right, good.
I prefer it, actually.
Don't you like it when girls can compliment girls?
Yeah, that's what you have to call me from here on out.
All right, you beautiful creature. And you're here with another magnificent canine.
I do. I have a very, very special girl with me named Bonnie. Bonnie is a three-year-old, three-legged husky mix. So as for a husky, she's on the smaller side, very petite, very probably weighs like 45 pounds.
So
she's smaller. She's a
shepherd in her.
Shepherdy. I say she looks like a coyote. I doubt she's actually a coyote, but she just kind of reminds me of one. So Bonnie is very, very sweet. She does have three legs. It does not slow her down whatsoever.
Never even recognized that.
No.
She sits down as if she's got two hind legs.
Yeah, and most people don't even notice.
No.
First off, it's not the first impression. You don't notice she's missing her right back leg. She's very, very sweet. She does great with everything so far at the shelter. So she met the office cat the other day and she did okay with him. She sniffed him and didn't really care much, but then again, he didn't really run away, so he's a chunky kid who doesn't really run when dogs are around because he's not afraid of them. So I'm not sure if something ran, she wouldn't want to kind of chase it, but once again, with three legs, she's not as quick as, they'd probably be able to get away. And she does great with kids. She has done really good with other dogs of all kinds. She just kind of loves everybody and really likes to play. She plays really hard for a dog with three legs, and sometimes you have to tell her, like, hey, calm down a little bit, you're getting off center, because she just goes for it. She's available for adoption. Right now we are still doing this stuff, the bust. So if you bring in any new unwrapped children's toy, we'll take off $20 of the adoption fee. Our shelter's super full right now. So if you've been, you know, thinking about taking a pet home for the holidays, now is the time.
Are you guys open the day after Thanksgiving?
We are, yes.
That's a perfect time. Even though we don't encourage, but we don't discourage, but at the same time, you know, it's really a time for family to come together. If it's time to get a pet for the family, it's time for the family to come together and really understand what the breed is. That's a big deal that people, they look at a dog and think it's cute, but understand that the breed is a certain thing. Ken, I know you just chime in here.
I've been looking at this dog for 15 minutes until you announced that it was missing a leg. I didn't know it.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought this was a, you know, an undersized German Shepherd who was 30% tongue, because all it does is lick everything in sight.
Yeah, she does. She gets really good kisses. So
yeah. Aww. You know, and who doesn't need a lot of kisses right now?
Exactly. So it's not that we discourage adoption during the holidays, especially. We don't. We want people to adopt all year round. But as far as that is we just want to make sure that someone's not adopting as a surprise.
Right.
It shouldn't be a surprise. It should definitely be something that the whole family comes in and makes a decision to take that animal home and, you know, really obviously thinks about what it's going to mean to care for a pet past the holidays.
Right.
So while we don't discourage that, we just want people to know animals aren't gifts. And if it's something that you as a family and as an entire unit have decided that you are, you know, are in the place where you would like to adopt a pet, and the holidays are a good time because a lot of people have time off. Kids aren't at school. It's kind of nice to have that bonding time before, you know, when you get a new pet. So not that we discourage it, but definitely encourage it in the right way.
So we have a special right now. You're very full. And this is one more time. You are open the week of Thanksgiving, of course, not the day of Thanksgiving, but the day after you're open as well. And are you you're open on that Saturday as well?
On that Saturday too, yeah.
Okay. And then there's something off right now, $10. Is this the cat thing?
No, it's Stuff the Bus. So it's $20 off if you bring in a donation for Stuff the Bus.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, okay. So it helps the kid. It helps the animal.
Absolutely.
It's win-win.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that going on right now, so we love the fact that you're doing that. And then, of course, our Giving Tuesday is coming up. And
let's talk
about that.
Giving Tuesday is coming up, and there is a link on our website and Facebook for early giving. They've actually opened it up early this year for people. Giving Tuesday is the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving every year. So it's December, I believe it's the 3rd. It just went right out of my head. But yes, it is coming up. It's a huge day for us as far as fundraising is concerned and as far as donations. It's one of our biggest during the year. So, you know, and it's always good to remind people it's a local thing and why you should give locally, why you should give to the local Humane Society. So definitely check that out. There is all kinds of ways to give on Giving Tuesday. There's different platforms that you can give. There's PayPal accounts that we have. There's a donate button right through Facebook. You can even call in and pay over the phone if you want to donate. Mm-hmm. There's lots of ways to do it. But definitely think about us on Giving Tuesday.
Well, thank you, Amy from Haven Humane, and we really appreciate you being here. I know you're on your media run. And what's the name of the dog again?
Her name is Bonnie.
Okay, Bonnie. Okay, so when you were saying him, I was thinking, that's a girl dog. Her energy, it's a girl dog.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you were saying him, I was like, I did not that I looked down there in those parts to see if it was, you know.
Yeah, no,
but
she's definitely a lady.
All right, Bonnie and Amy, thank you for being here today, and happy Thanksgiving next week. I understand you like to cook and you're doing your enjoy the time with your family.
Oh, for sure.
I think more than now we're all really wanting in this family time. We've had a kind of a weird 2019. We know that a lot of big changes happening and coming up 2020. And Ken Murray is here today. I'm so happy that you're here with me, buddy. For the entire show this morning, we're going to talk about a lot of things.
Oh, goody.
Oh, goody. Okay.
Oh, goody.
Get your energy on, buddy. All right. We're rolling. Okay. Thanks so much, Amy. We've got a couple tickets. Should we do that first? What do you think?
Why not?
And then we'll go into when we come back after the break, I'm going to do one of my favorite things I love to do. 5 things you need to know today or what's happened this week and hear Ken's comments on those. But first of all, we have tickets to, I want to make sure I give these away today and see if you're listening. Yes, so glad, because yesterday AM was on and now we're back up and it's all good. Give us a call at 605-4567. I've got tickets to ELF. I can give 2 away on this segment. These are valid from November 29th to December 1st. That is Thanksgiving weekend, believe it or not. I know we're used to Thanksgiving following on the 24th or 25th and there. But the Monday after Thanksgiving, or Sunday, is December 1st. So this is good for Thanksgiving weekend. 2 tickets to Elf, which is Cascade Christmas Presents Elf the Musical. And you know they had limited rights when Elf came out. And so the Cascade decided and the management there decided to snap this up and bring this to Reading. So it is the Broadway production, of course, with our local, beautiful local talent. So give us a call, 605-4567, if you'd like to go over Thanksgiving weekend. We'll make sure you have two tickets. Now, if you're listening and you need four, I can slip those other two to you because I want to make sure you fill the seats. All right, Ken, we're always going to take a break, and we'll announce the name after this break. You want to take us out?
Take us out?
Yeah.
You and me, while Carl's out of town, we're going someplace?
Do you want to do station identification? Where are we?
We're getting ready to go to breakfast or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Casey and our 1460.
There you go. We'll be right back.
With us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
And welcome back to KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's a community-oriented, dedicated team to professional committed to providing the highest level of personal service. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, back here at KCNR 96.5 FM, so glad to be up streaming all the good stuff. Jared's at the helm, our producer. Hey, Jared.
Good morning.
And we took two callers I know that I should never. It's probably the number one no-no, Ken, is to not give tickets away and then take a break because they're like, and the calls are coming in and don't have, they're not eight fingers. But anyway, so Carrie won two tickets and Janice won two tickets. So if you're, are you coming to redeem your tickets? Okay. So we have two more tickets to ELF, and I've got some more wonderful tickets to give away for a couple other productions here. So go ahead and call during the show for two more, and that's it. I'm done because they're over the Thanksgiving weekend, and we've given all our ELF tickets away, and, of course, that's it for Thanksgiving weekend, 605-4567. So I promised that I was going to do and put Ken on the spot. I love this.
These are five things you think I need to know, or somebody thinks I need to know.
No, I just always look at some of the major headlines.
Okay.
You know, this is, and by the way, you know, we've had comments coming in the chat room like, well, why do you do? Because CNN puts this together, and it's kind of it's their version or whatever. It's five things you need to know for today.
And now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. This is five things CNN thinks I need.
Well,
to know?
They put it together, and it's an inbox. You know,
okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
So let's see. First of all, it starts off by it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without some serious travel complications. It looks like two big storms are ready to snarl holiday travel in the Midwest and the Western U.S. All right. So we need to keep our heads.
I need to know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay home, so I don't
all
need
right,
to know
all
that.
All right. Well, for some people who are traveling. So
I think I'm going to walk across the street to my neighbor's house where I'm having
Sounds great. Is that what you're doing?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Number one, impeachment investigation. The public impeachment inquiry hearings have wrapped up for now, but not before delivering a final blow to the GOP's impeachment defenses. Fiona Hill, the former senior director of Russia and Europe at the National Security Council, did not mince words in her testimony. She called President Trump's pressuring of Ukraine's a domestic political errand and called out several GOP conspiracy theories, including the idea that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election to harm Trump's campaign.
I need to know that. I mean, I can't avoid knowing about all that, despite how much I don't want to know about it. Because I have a problem with this whole process.
Okay, let's talk about it.
The problem I have with the process is that...
This is talk radio, Ken. I learn from the best.
This, I believe, is I think the third time we've tried to impeach... Or the House of Representatives has worked on impeaching someone. And it is so unlike the Clinton impeachment process, which in fact was bipartisan, and both sides had the opportunity to call witnesses, subpoena, and whatever, and it's cross-examination, and it's just not the same. I mean, impeachment by definition is a political process. That's all. It's a political, it's enshrined in our Constitution that politicians can impeach one another for high crimes and misdemeanors. However, the people we've had in Congress in the past, and over my almost 80 years, only went into the impeachment process when there was a consensus between the parties that seriousness had to be addressed by Congress. I don't see that this time. This impeachment process is about one political party going after the head of the other political party. And that wasn't true with Clinton. It just wasn't true. Everybody was after him. And they were each side, I think, fairly treated the issue. I mean, it was sensational in and of itself. This time, half the Congress is playing offense and half is playing defense, and that's just totally different. And so it just bugs me.
All right, I think that's fair. We have a caller, and Jimmy, you're live on the air. Are you going to be commenting about the impeachment investigation?
Yeah, just real quick. I watched about 95% of that, and the main problem with this whole proceeding was Adam Schiff was, you know, the chairman, and he was the one who could choose who and who did not testify. He turned down multiple requests from the Republicans to have their witnesses testify. And not only that, you know, all these people that testified in their opening statements were like a half hour long. And they go into their whole life story and background, like, oh, my grandfather fought in World War One, and, you know, stuff that was not pertinent to the case. Now, I'm not going to go through a bunch of stuff because I got loads to tell you about, but one of the things that was interesting about the Fiona Hill testimony was they brought up the fact that she met with Michael Steele in the Ukraine around 2016, 2015. So if you guys know anything about that, then you know that's a little bit shady, and that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I didn't see that during the Clinton impeachment process.
Okay.
And that's what I'm objecting to, having nothing to do with the merits or not of the impeachment case. It's the process that I think is being unfair.
Well, and there's a media frenzy around it, and sometimes it feels like Jimmy was saying. And Jimmy, thank you for that call. Jimmy's been a loyal listener. When he calls in, he just has things that just has, you know, such merit around it. And, you know, like you said, 95% of these watch, these impeachments, I don't have the patience, and I get turned off. So thankfully, one of our great listeners, was telling us, and I was listening about Fiona Hill. Oh my God, she's the new star. What?
For whom?
So
for justice and in the process.
Maybe just as a.
Okay. What else do I need to know? I don't.
Number two, immigration. The Trump administration is starting deportations under its new safe third country asylum agreement with Guatemala. Essentially, the deal allows the U.S. to turn away legitimate asylum seekers and redirect them to another approved country to make their case there. So far, it seems only one person has been deported under the new system, and a Homeland Security official says the program is being phased in.
All right. The first question I have is, who defines what a legitimate asylum seeker is? I mean, I place blame for this whole problem right at the feet of Congress. Right at the feet of Congress. I don't care if they're Republicans or Democrats. Doesn't matter. They're not meeting as adults to work out a solution to the problem. Both sides have just staked out a position. And there's no statesman left anymore. It drives me nuts.
I agree with you on that, Ken. I feel like it's very difficult to even want to listen or get involved because I feel like, and including our own president, some of the things he tweets, some of the things he comes across, and not only himself, but it's just the natural culture that's happening today, and it's called bullyism. I don't like it. It doesn't feel good. It's not classy. Where's your integrity? Not all. But I feel like, can't you just, like you said, statesmanship, being a gentleman. I mean, yeah, behind closed doors, raise your voices, pound your hands on the table, do what you got to do. But, I mean, there's such a thing as just being eloquent and elegant.
And not an ideologue, but a problem solver. We've run out of problem solvers. What's the next thing I need to
Okay.
know?
Israel.
What about it?
Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has a lot more to worry about. This is just weird for me. In his country's election stalemate, the Israel Attorney General leveled charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust against Netanyahu in connection with three separate corruption cases. It's the first time in the country's history that a sitting PM has faced indictment in criminal investigations. The cases allege Netanyahu made expensive deals with rich and powerful friends, trading gifts and money, back and forth political favors. Netanyahu has ignored calls to step down and says the charges against him are an attempt at a coup.
I have no idea. And frankly, you know, I think it's an example of a divided populace, a divided world. I mean, we're more and more at each other's throats and less caring about one another's humanity, whatever. all that stuff. This whole division thing drives me nuts.
And it's happening. I know it's
that's everywhere.
This is why I think families are feeling this need. If we can be with friends and family at this Thanksgiving to be together. You know what? We do have a couple more on this list, but we're going to take a break here. We do have a special guest I see sitting out in the lobby. So we're going to find out what is scheduled and looking forward to that. It's Ken Murray and Linda Bott here on this Friday. We're live, the week before Thanksgiving, the 22nd of November, and we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR. I'm here with Ken Murray. This is Linda Bott. We're live here this morning. Thank you so much for our loyal listeners. You guys are amazing, and we are here on this Friday, the 22nd. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, as we're coming up, it's just a great place. Get your watches fixed, get your jewelry fixed, go in there and check out. You know, they have estate jewelry passing through there all the time. They got great, if you're into turquoise and a pawn, that kind of, when I call it pawn, it was a certain kind of era of Indian. Okay, go ahead.
When Carl talks about Four Winds Jewelry, he doesn't describe it as the place to get watches fixed. He claims it's the place to get your disgruntled wife fixed. Because that's where you go.
Well, that's a guy for you.
To get even.
Yeah, that's where you go when you want to do your mea culpas or whatever. So, no, and that's just his tongue in cheek, you know. But we'll talk about behind his back all this morning. How's that? Again, today's going to be sunny with a high of 70 and our lows of 42. And as we progress, the week is that we've got a very clear, well, mostly sunny, some partly cloudy, but I mean no rain until the prediction is Tuesday. So with us this morning is very special guest, and Jan Logue is here to talk about a Thanksgiving interfaith service. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning.
All right. So let's talk about when it's November 24th. Let's talk about what the event is all about.
Well, the Sunday before Thanksgiving every year, Shasta County has an interfaith service. Service sounds very churchy, but it's not a very churchy event. It's open to the public, friends, family, people who are alone, people bring big groups. And it's this year it's this Sunday, 6:30 p.m. on East Street at the United Methodist Church.
Oh, okay, great.
It's really, really nice. It's a great way to start off Thanksgiving week.
So when we talk about interfaith, so you could be, you know, you may have family in town and somebody may be a Catholic and somebody may be Jewish and somebody may be Christian. You all come together and you just do this, like, kind of, that's what I'm understanding when you talk about interfaith.
Yep, it's all of the above and more. It's people who have no organized faith, tradition, belief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people come for a lot of different reasons. There's something for everybody there. It's not wishy-washy. A lot of times when I hear people say it's something for everybody, it means that there's really nothing of substance there.
Mm.
There's a lot of substance here, but there's something for everybody, and it's a very exciting program. Beautiful music, interfaith choir from people in any choir in town or just people who like to sing. They do rehearsals and, I mean, it's just lovely.
Can you tell us a little bit about the choir director or who's doing the music? And
I'm sorry to say that this is a choir director that I'm not familiar
okay.
with. I'm not familiar with very many choir directors
okay.
in town because we left town for quite a long time and I lost track. But it's Robert Waterbury.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And all I hear is just terrific
oh,
things
yeah.
about him.
He does so. Yeah, he has an opera background and it does wonderful. Yes, okay. So you know you're in good hands with somebody who's of that magnitude.
Mm-hmm.
And so what drew you to this? What's your part in this organization?
Well, my part, what drew me to it is just how I grew up in a family that was, what drew me to it is that this is a group of people who understand that not everybody finds their way through life in any particular way, and it's just fine. Just so that we can all find our ways through life in a way that's comfortable to us without being pushed, pressured, tugged, you know, anything like that. It's just very welcoming. And so all of this organization, if you could call it an organization, the people in this interfaith forum want for each other and for other people is to have a good life and be kind to others and find some meaning in you know each day that we have. So it's really, really nice. It's a calm bunch of people with individual opinions and representing faith communities that have creeds or no creeds and beliefs, but nobody's pushing anybody else, and we all do talk over issues. We talk over community problems and try to make a contribution as a group to events and things in town that can help calm things down, educate people, provide information, you know, just trying to be good members of this area.
Okay, is there a website if somebody wants to know more? It's okay, so anyway, it's called the Interfaith Service. Well, let me see. Thanksgiving Interfaith Service that is happening at 6:30 at the Methodist Church, which means it's just because it's in a church, it's all combined.
Right.
Tell us the time again.
Okay, it's Sunday. Always the Sunday before Thanksgiving at 6:30 in the evening. It lasts until about 8 o'clock. And you asked about the website. The Shasta County Interfaith Forum does have a website, and it's shastainterfaith.org.
Okay, this is wonderful.
Yep.
Can I
say a little bit about what the quote-unquote service,
yes,
how it's structured?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're the guest.
Oh, thank you. Gee, I have more power here as a guest than I thought.
Absolutely. Go for it, girl.
Okay. The way that it's structured is people come in and, of course, sit around. Usually, very often, it's a full house. Varies from year to year, but it usually has started off with the call, and Abu is a member of the Muslim community. He's a decorated veteran, mm-hmm, of our armed services. He does the call, and then we begin. So it begins with a little commentary by the head of the Interfaith Forum, Lynn Fritz. And then there's a series of meditations or prayers or thoughts of many of the people who represent the different faith traditions, 3 minutes each. So there's no lectures, there's no sermons, there's no berating of anybody. It's just, you know, you always leave with something to think about, and there's a lot of things that I learn about other groups every single year in this event. There are several musical pieces that are just lovely, really, truly lovely, and they're different every year, done by the Interfaith Choir. I just love that. And then at the end, there's a group sing, "Let There Be Peace on Earth,"
I think is
the end. But it's just wonderful.
Peace on Earth. Yeah. Well, you know what? You're ringing my bell, because when I lived in Nashville, you know, it was always about the church you belong to. Like, what church do you go to is the first thing.
Yeah.
And all the musicians. So I went to a place called Church of Religious Science, which is very much like the one that they have. There's a place on Hartnell. There's a
spiritual living.
And I used to get the magazine once a month that had every single day. It was a quote. It was something. Mm-hmm. But you had Buddha, Jesus. You had all the different faiths, mm-hmm, in this magazine, and also in all of the services. So it was very much not just under one belief system. It was, mm-hmm, world belief. Mm-hmm. And I really was very, very called to that. And we did a lot of music. And we would start the day with "I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone," you know, and then "Let There Be Peace on Earth." So I love what you're talking about. I think that'd be great. You know, this is a great time to take your family. It's a great time to just go and be grateful. Commune. It's a time to commune.
Yep. There is one other thing, if you don't mind. We do take up an offering, donations, and every year, you know, people put in whatever they want into the pot. But we do give the proceeds to one, sometimes two, organizations here in town, nonprofits. And this year, the donations go to FaithWorks. I don't know if maybe everybody doesn't know about FaithWorks, but FaithWorks provides transitional housing for families. And I believe that they also have a transitional housing operation for veterans here in Reading to help people stabilize their lives, mm-hmm, for a temporary time period. And then the other group is Bridges to Housing, that will be getting the other half of our whatever
That's
we collect.
Great.
And Bridges to Housing helps homeless people get into housing. It's connected with United Way, and it's also temporary. So it's, you know, the Interfaith Forum does the Thanksgiving service every year, but we also sponsor various events. We don't have a budget. We don't have money that we contribute, but we do get involved and help be a co-sponsor for various events in town that may have to do with health or some other important thing.
Right.
So,
mental health.
Mental health.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
Yep.
Well, Jan, thank you so much. Again, that's the Sunday at 6:30 at the Methodist Church. It's a Thanksgiving interfaith service. Don't want to miss it. Great music. Ken, do you have a final question? Because we have one more minute left.
Thank you very much.
Wait. Where are you going?
Got one more minute left, Ken.
You're in a hurry to get out of here, huh?
No, I'm not.
She thought it was going to be 5 minutes. We've given her 15. All right, go on.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so this is not a Thanksgiving dinner. It's a service. Because I was confused when you started.
Oh, no, it's not a dinner. I wish it was a dinner, but we don't have,
It's a service.
Yes.
It's an interfaith service.
Yeah, it
okay,
is. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
I just was confused.
Yeah. Interfaith service with music and a choir. But it's not necessarily the Methodists. All singers. Mm-hmm. Waterbury is directing the choir. I bet you that's going to be beautiful. Carl and I were married in that church.
Oh.
Yeah, we were married in that church. We're coming up on 12 years. And I was new into town, and I didn't know. But I was called to how beautiful that church is.
Yeah.
Great, of course. You know, the ambiance of the room is what you would hope a church would be.
Yeah.
And so anyway, Jan, thanks so much. We're going to take a break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. And I'll tell you right now, when you're driving, which I'm going to be taking a 2,000-mile trip here to Albuquerque and back in my car. But if you're, again, we're going to be going in from the hot and the cold. So you need to think about not going severely from the cold into the hot, you know. The same thing with, the heat into the cold air, because you can have a crack in your windshield. So, if you've got a crack or a chip, I'd really encourage you to go to Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair on 273 before you take any trip and you're on the road because of this weather change that we're going to be happening. And I'm sure he's going to be booked up. So you do want to give him a call. That's Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair on 273. And he can fix cracks and chips up to 22 inches, which is huge. And get them done. And we'll be right back here. KCNR, 96.5 FM. This is Linda Bott, and Ken Murray is with me today. I'm so excited as we get ready to celebrate our Thanksgiving week. We'll be right back.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call Group Sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests, starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Good morning and welcome back on this Friday. Oh, my gosh. What happened to the week? You know what? It's enjoy the store. And this is Linda Bott. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM. Up and running, full speed, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Ken Murray is here today, and you're always giving me these. He's got pink glasses on because he went to this dollar store. He didn't have any man's glasses. Honey, if you're a real man, you wear pink.
Absolutely.
And so you got on your pink glasses and you're adorable.
And people need to realize out there in radio land what it's like here in the studio. I'm sitting here while the commercials are playing. This, on the other hand, is Linda Bott, who's doing aerobics in the studio. I mean, she's got her foot above the counter in 1 minute and her head shaking around and leaning over side. I don't know what is that about?
I'm just trying to get energy in my body, you know, because I'm on antibiotics and, you know, I had oral surgery, but just a quickie, because I don't want to talk about me. But Dr. Cox, oral surgeon, went in, had a reverse root canal. Honey, I had no idea it was going to be like this. I went in yesterday. I wasn't sure whether my stitches, I've got stitches in the bottom of my mouth. So I'm basically on adrenaline. I am on, you know, the codeine Tylenol right now. And I thought, I just was laying there dead in bed and thought, I'm going to get up for this show. Ken is here. It's Friday. I have to do this. So I just want you to know that's how important you are to me. That's why I'm doing aerobic.
You know, I think this ought to be on television. This is aerobic radio.
I'm trying to get energy inside my brain. Okay, we talked about this.
The five things I need to know.
Well, you don't need to know them, but it's the five kind of headline things. But a lot of this is all international. Number four on the list before we took our break, we had Jan on. We went for the first three, which was we talked about Israel, immigration, and, of course, the impeachment investigation. Now we're coming into Colombia has closed its borders and initiated curfews in anticipation of nationwide strike. The demonstrators were launched by members of several social movements to protest President Duque has faced a condemnation over rising unemployment, economic reforms, and deteriorating security. So
it's another country in the world where people are all upset because of the governmental institutions, and the community is divided, and it sounds like every other place around town.
Well, there you go. Now, Number five, WeWork. That's capital W-E, capital W-O-R-K.
What is it?
The embattled co-working company is laying off 2,400 employees around the globe, and if it doesn't include the roughly 1,000 cleaners and building maintenance staffers whose jobs are now outsourced by the changes. In its heyday, WeWork's workforce ballooned to 12,000 employees, but all went south when the company failed to pull off an initial public offering. This is big money at play.
I never heard of them. I never heard of WeWork before.
Well, I haven't either. This is why we love
And normally when something fails at an IPO, it's because the underlying factors that give it value don't exist.
But the CEO, Adam Neumann, is home with a massive payout.
Well, there you go. It was a successful IPO as far as he was concerned. The rest
now, I'm
of
sure
the world
this
doesn't
is, care. I know. And the next thing is, I'm sure this is really going to affect you. I am sure it can. But Victoria's Secret is canceling its fashion show.
Why? Now that's a crime.
They are. It's probably. I would say this is attributed to the Me Too movement.
So not only do I if I had a wife, okay,
mm-hmm.
I've been into Victoria's Secret and bought things before. You know, you try not to look at anybody in the eye and. You know, sneak around if you're a guy.
I am so flat.
And
I've...
find some sales lady that won't ask any embarrassing questions like,
what size is it? I have been into a Victoria's Secret lately. I was looking for a specific undergarment to go into my gown for the Marine Corps ball.
Yeah.
Went all over the mall to try to find a specific thing I was looking for. So I went into Victoria's Secret, and I'm of a different generation. What can I tell you? I mean, because Victoria's Secret, you know, would be like, you know, bikinis and thongs and push-up bras and that kind of thing, cute little lacy night, that kind of thing. Now they have this underwear that's got straps like bondage stuff. And that's like on the mannequins when you come in. I'm like, who? I mean, it looks a little BSM, little stuff going on there.
Well, maybe,
I don't know.
You know, you're looking at it wrong. Maybe they need all. Maybe because you know we're getting fatter as a nation.
No, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
You have to tie stuff together more.
No, yeah. Well, okay. Whatever you think. But
I don't know.
I'm wondering if they just had sponsors that were just not interested in sponsoring the Victoria's Secret. I don't know. So,
well,
okay.
If that's a trend, the next thing is going to be Sports Illustrated. It'll get rid of its swimsuit model. And then what's the point of taking the magazine?
I know. Well, that's always been like a fun thing. And it feels like it's kind of clean in a way. A Star Wars Baby Yoda toys are coming to a store near you. Now, you saw this morning Amy here showing her phone about, oh, this Baby Yoda, I want one of these. And I thought, what? Well, okay, then I came on five things, and here's the picture of the Baby Yoda. Here's something you'd find it interesting. This is past the five things. It's just add-ons. Edible Arrangements is now selling CBD-laced edibles.
So?
I'm just telling you.
Okay. I'm not really interested in that.
Oh, I'm just telling you that's a new thing.
Okay,
so you can order it.
So, you know, I've had CBD oil. It's an eyedropper.
Right.
You put it under your tongue. And apparently edibles are just for CDB is just another way to do the same thing, more expensive.
Well, this is becoming total mainstream because now you can have edible arrangements and, you know, the pineapples cut to look like flowers and calm you at the same time. Another thing that's new, Twitter now lets you hide replies to your tweets. I don't tweet. I know a lot of people tweet, but when the replies come in, you can hide them. So that's pretty good for trollers.
So let me tell you one thing that I decided this week. I watched the Democratic debate.
Okay. And what did you decide?
I decided that of all the debate people, I thought Mayor Pete did the best job. I mean, he seems to have his act more together than the rest of them.
Armstrong and Getty were going on about him yesterday and the fact that they'd never seen him, like, raise his voice and get big. And he had a moment of, proving himself in that.
And he did.
In that moment.
And I was reading the news stories afterwards. I don't think Biden was as bad as the media made him out to be. Mm. I mean, he seemed more coherent at times than he has at any of the other debates.
So this whole thing going on with Hunter Biden and the Ukraine, it would be interesting to see how that all comes out in the wash.
Yeah, it will.
Okay, and finally, 2,290 is the number of cases of lung injury linked to vaping in the U.S. as of Wednesday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is tracking the sobering stat, and the numbers are piling week after week. That's it. And I'm here with Ken Murray. We have a whole nother hour left. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. I've got tickets to give away after the break to two wonderful events that are happening that you probably want to call in for and put on your calendar. So you can get those tickets free here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Ken Murray, Linda Bott, coming back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Needed 51 votes. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump says the only reason he temporarily held up U.S. aid to Ukraine was because of reports of widespread corruption in that Eastern European country.
Why should we give money to a country that's known corrupt? It's a very corrupt country. I mean, I love the people in Ukraine. I know Ukrainian people. They're great people. But it's known as being the third most corrupt country in the world.
The president this morning on Fox and Friends saying there was absolutely no quid pro quo, and noting that Ukraine did get the military aid it was seeking. The Israeli prime minister under pressure to step down following his indictment on corruption charges.
Within hours of the news, Benjamin Netanyahu came out fighting. He looked shaken as he addressed a news conference. He attacked law enforcement and the country's legal institutions. His tone was a marked contrast to that of the Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit, who announced the criminal charges in three corruption cases. He was a former ally to the prime minister, but said he had to protect the rule of law.
That's the BBC's Barbara Plett Usher. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up about 51 points, while the NASDAQ is down 10 points, and the S&P 500 currently up 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
A small band of pro-democracy protesters remains holed up on a university campus in Hong Kong as police, waiting outside, urge the demonstrators to give themselves up. The BBC's Jonathan Head is there.
They're all hiding in the buildings. None of them really want to talk to the media. They're exhausted. They look really very, very stressed. The ones we spoke to are saying they would like to leave, but they don't want to be detained by the police. They're still trying to find some way of escaping. There are others, they say, who are much more determined, who seem to want to make some kind of last stand. And the police are taking a very long view of this. They believe it would be very dangerous to come in here with all this petroleum. They don't know what else there might be. They don't know how determined these protesters are. So they're quite happy to sit outside. The weather's quite nice. And wait this out.
Police will be out in force at polling stations in Hong Kong this weekend as keenly contested local elections take place across the city. News and analysis at townhall.com. A couple of Texas sheriff's deputies in trouble for allegedly shoplifting from a Home Depot they were supposed to be guarding after a natural disaster.
The Dallas County Sheriff's Office said Deputy Joseph Bobadilla and Sergeant Rebecca Evans were arrested Thursday. The Sheriff's Office says 25-year-old Bobadilla and 41-year-old Evans worked off-duty jobs guarding the Dallas store following the October 20th tornado. Both were accused of taking items from the store and sharing in the profits. The Sheriff's Office says Bobadilla exchanged the stolen items at another location for store credit. Bobadilla posted bond and was released from jail. Evans was jailed Thursday afternoon on $500 bond. Keith Peters reporting.
President Trump meets today at the White House with vaping industry leaders, state officials, and public health advocates to address an emerging public health crisis. And once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 21 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Then it was back to the soap opera, but not for long. Soon after, Walter Cronkite was back, reporting from the CBS newsroom, complete with rotary telephones and wire machines.
This picture has just been transmitted by wire. It is a picture taken just a moment or two before the incident. If you can zoom in with that camera, we can get a closer look at this picture.
And almost exactly 1 hour after his initial bulletin, this now famous announcement.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
56 years ago today marks the anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. And we're back here at KCNR. This is Linda Bott, and along with me is Ken Murray. And we just thought that it was always important to remember that day. I think it did. Although I was very, very young, and I don't remember because it wasn't, you know, it's still, for many people, they remember what happened in that moment. Do you remember?
Absolutely. I was working at at Ford Aerotronics in Newport Beach as in the missile development program. We were building Shillelagh missiles on some, under some secret government contract. They were a tank-fired laser-guided missile, and the news came over the announcement, and there were 7,000 employees there, and most of us just went outside. You know, we just stopped work and just started talking about it, and then most of us went home and turned on the television and watched what was going on. It was shocking.
And rocked the world, and I think, you know, that I don't know because I was so young, but I mean, really, I think America changed some of the mentality and the feelings and the brokenness. I think
we lost our innocence, and
yes,
but it was frankly uplifting in some ways to have the world watch a transition in power in the most powerful country in the world that was essentially seamless, that you could go through a tragedy and still be a nation of one, even though there was a great deal of sadness, we came together. It's so different was so different then than it is now, when it doesn't seem like anybody comes together for anything.
Well, do you think that has something to do with the internet and the media? Because at a certain time, even with the royal family, they protected. There were things that weren't reported about what was going on in the personal lives, and perhaps, you know, behind the scenes, if somebody had cocktails with somebody or made a call, like what's going on with this impeachment process, somebody perhaps, you know, allegedly making a call to a foreign person saying, would you check this out or could you look into this? I am sure all those deals went on years ago. And
no, they do. They've always gone on.
But, you know, Jacqueline
uh-huh.
was so stoic. And she, I think, is what her grace in that moment is what really held us together.
Yes. That was part of it, but it was really solemn. I think everybody I knew watched the entire thing on television.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you couldn't get away from a television.
Right.
Everything from the assassination to the follow-up to the funeral was the funeral procession was just solemn and yet inspiring. I can't think of anything we've done lately that is both solemn and inspiring. It's everybody bickering about mm-hmm. everything.
So that was 56 years ago today, and we just felt very important here in our body of work that we, you know, recognize that. And let's go to the phones. Of course, we always have this moment. We're going to segue into what we usually do in our regular programming here, and that is with our Wells Fargo advisor and Susan Eastman. Good morning, and what is happening today on Wall Street?
Well, the Dow Jones is only up 35 points, trading at 27,802, and the S&P 500 is off 1 point at 3,102, and the NASDAQ Composite is down 16 points at 8,489. Active stocks on the big board, Home Depot down 30 cents, trading at 218.32, Bank of America up 31 cents, trading at 33.15 per share, Johnson & Johnson up $1.59 at 138.03. For local retail stocks of interest, Walmart down 41 cents, trading at 119.45, Costco down $2.48 at 297.83, and Target down 56 cents, trading at 127.13. Over in the bond department, the treasuries are mixed with the yield on the benchmark 10-year note priced at 1.78%. And over to commodities, gold is up $1.10 at $1,471 per ounce, silver off 11 cents at 17.08 per ounce, and oil down 14 cents, trading at $58 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan.
Susan,
thank you.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Wait,
Susan, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
Can I ask you a question? What's the most widely held stock in the people of Reading?
Oh, in Reading, I don't know that stat. I would say a lot of retail stocks are really important to people. Costco has been trading really high.
But we have a lot of stockholders in Reading of Costco and Kmart
well,
and whatever they
are. Well,
you
know, a lot of people did own PG&E here.
Yeah.
And, of course, that has had a rough go. And AT&T, Verizon, a lot of retirees.
Uh-huh.
So lots of different types of stocks.
And I know that you have a restriction of what you can talk about. So, but we on the
right,
air.
Right.
So appreciate you calling.
I don't make any give any advice over the
right,
phone.
Right. Right. Okay.
Online.
But you can get a hold of Susan. How does someone get a hold of you, Susan?
Call me at Wells Fargo Advisors, and I'm on Park Marina, 243-7561.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank
All right,
you.
Appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving. Okay.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
I'm
so,
just
yeah.
always interested in locally. What do people really care with regard to the stock market? They just want to know whether it's up or down, or the investor class in the community, whether they be retirees or IRAs or SEP IRAs or whatever they're mm-hmm. using. I wonder what the most popular stocks or bonds are.
And I wonder if they're ever changing.
Community of Reading.
Yeah, because, you know, she is an advisor, so people will come to take their portfolio to Susan, and she'll work on their investments, like where to put this money and put that money. Let's say somebody just retired and has an income of so-and-so and maybe got a golden handshake or whatever it is in retirement. This is what she does. So she's got to invest her money, and then she calls. So she's right there every single morning. And I love her calling in to find out. But I was surprised with Costco, Target, and Walmart, and that Johnson & Johnson, after their huge lawsuit, they had a huge lawsuit on the talcum powder incident. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, that's up. That's up $1.50, didn't she say? Was that something like that? Anyway. Well, Ken Murray's my guest, and thank you so much for joining us again. And this portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, California's premier retirement community surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreational opportunities. Staff goes above and beyond, and superior and carefree living experience. Give them a call at 238-5981. That's River Commons. And before we go into a segment, I have tickets I'm giving away. We gave away all of Elf, but Cascade is going to present, and if you've not seen this on the big screen, this is your opportunity, and it is December 23rd. That's the night before Christmas Eve. Great time with families in town. It's a Wonderful Life. We'll be playing on the big screen at the Cascade Theater, and I've got tickets to give away. So if you've got a family coming in town, I can give away four this morning. But again, that's for December 23rd, and give us a call at 605-4567 if you'd like to take your family and go see It's a Wonderful Life at the Cascade Theater. It starts at 7:30 at night. Doors open at 6:30, and you're going to please turn your ticket voucher in at the door. All right.
When we come back from this break, we're going to change the nature of the show a little bit. I'm going to be in charge instead of Linda, and the subject is going to be Linda.
Oh,
we'll
boy.
Be right back after this.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Baffle and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Planning an event? Double date? Girls' night? Overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserve seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime. Turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 and 98.5 FM. This is Ken Murray. My guest this morning is Linda Box.
That's 96, honey.
Well, whatever.
That's all right. You got your pink glasses on.
I wore out the button on my radio yesterday trying to punch that FM, and it never came up.
Because we were, yeah.
And then I got to my office, and I didn't have any computers or telephones or anything, so I began to understand this portion of the show. Is brought to you by SST Oil. It's the time of year when you're getting your monitor heater or your Toyo heater or your Toyo water heater up and running. They're running a 20% off maintenance schedule. You can call to schedule an appointment today. Their phone number is 241-1167 for all of your heating and fuel needs. That's 241-1167. This morning I'm talking with Linda Bott, and I've talked to Linda before, and when I talked to you last, Linda, you took me through your life up through high school. And you were in the Sacramento area, and when you were in high school, you did the school plays and the school musicals, and you did modeling on the side. And that was all wonderful. What happened after you got out of high school?
Well, okay, you want to tell our listeners that you really wanted to come in today and do an interview on me.
I'm doing it.
Okay. So I was like, oh.
My idea, not
okay,
your idea.
Okay. Okay. So I graduated a year early. I graduated actually midterm as a junior.
Okay.
And I was going a little bit of, doing public speaking, taking some college courses. And I started working at a club that was really a restaurant, because I was 15 when I started to actually professionally work. And in this restaurant, it was called Great Northern Food and Beverage Company. Everyone who worked, the hostesses to the waiters to the busboys, all had to sing or do some kind of act. We had a belly dancer. We had a juggler. We had... And people would stop, and they would bring out these big planks, and it was this huge, just a wonderful place. And I was a hostess, so I would sing Mammy and Ring Them Bells and get up on a chair, and I really got my musical chops by getting a chance to really perform.
Well, let me get this straight now. So you're 15 years old. You're out of high school at 15?
No, not out of high school. My parents would drive me.
Oh, they take you to work. And so you're the one that greets me at the front counter and tells me whether or not I'm going to have to wait 4 hours
exactly.
For a table.
It'd be 2 hours. Two-hour wait.
And while I'm waiting for my table, you're going to stand up on a chair and sing. All I want you to do is find me a chair,
exactly.
Right?
No, but I wouldn't be doing that in the lobby, or people would have to come back. It would be in the restaurant. But so I was around a bunch of, 24, 25 kids in college. And I felt this sense of a musical family. And I just would come back to high school and just go, it was time for me to move on.
And where did you go from there in terms of your musical career?
So I did... In Sacramento, at 16, 17, and 18, I sang with a band. I sang doing happy hours with just a piano player. I did music all over Sacramento. I did jingles. I did modeling. I did voiceover work. I did everything I could possibly do in the Sacramento area at that time, which would have been 74, 75, 76, and then I ran for the Miss Sacramento pageant, and I became Miss Sacramento and then went into...
Wait a minute. Don't go so fast. Okay. You were Miss Sacramento?
Miss Sacramento, 1976.
And what were your official duties as Miss Sacramento?
Public appearances. Yeah. Very much like what we do now. Next, cutting ribbons, making speeches, visiting, doing, you know, pageants elsewhere.
And did that help your musical career?
It gave me a $3,000 scholarship. Well, I was third runner up to Miss California.
Okay.
And so from there, it was within the Miss America pageant. So
right.
I won a $3,000 scholarship, which then helped me, put money into college. And
where?
In Sacramento.
So you went to Sacramento State?
I went to City.
The JC?
I went to, I did too. No, I went to American River College because then at that point.
Sure.
Yeah. So American River College and, I was, involved with communication. I did not get a full degree. I went then. I auditioned for Great Northern, Marriott's Great America.
Right.
And, which took me away for a summer and I was just turning 19.
So you were down in San Jose or someplace?
San Jose. It was my first time away from home, really.
Okay.
And we did, that was where I really got a musical start because, in Sacramento, I was really very fortunate to know the musicians, recording studios, all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to Marriott's, this was where I first had the experience where the musical director decided that he detested me.
Oh, okay.
And I cried and cried and cried, and I'd call my parents because there were 9 girls and 9 boys that were chosen to do this Broadway series. 5 shows a day, 6 days a week. You want to talk mm-hmm. about ankle swelling up
mm-hmm.
and going on. And he had his favorites. Mm-hmm. And here I just left Sacramento, and I was still Miss Sacramento when I went to San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
And I called my parents, and I said, I can't do this. And my parents just said, buck it up.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stay there. You just have to deal with this.
And after that summer, what happened?
The girl that I was living with and rooming with, we decided to pack up her Impala and move to L.A.
For what purpose?
To break into show business.
Okay, so we have these 2 young, pretty girls leaving San Jose.
19 and 20,
going down to make their mark on Hollywood, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, and what was your first job in Hollywood? Because I'm confident it wasn't you got a commercial overnight or
something. No. Well, I went on every open call and every audition you could possibly go on. And my girlfriend and I, we lived in a one bedroom. We slept in the same bedroom, which is across from ABC Studios, and we literally did soup and peanut butter,
mm-hmm.
you know, and stole toilet paper from
sure.
DuPars.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I did steal toilet paper once or twice in my life. And maybe.
When did you get a break?
So basically, this is when what I talk about with people, are you willing to crawl on your belly and be hungry? Because literally... When I talk about the fact that you're counting your pennies to pay for gas to go on auditions and wherever that is,
mm-hmm.
that's what it was like. So I got a job working for Miller's Outpost. I was doing production work, and that was I had to go in traffic for 2 hours from Hollywood to Cucamonga.
Production work at Miller's Outpost?
Yeah, production work, because Miller's Outpost at that time, so I was doing PA work. Working with the guy who was, you know, any commercials. I also did their commercials, modeled for them, and did their jingles.
So you became acquainted with wearing boots early.
Yeah. And, yeah, and did the commercials, which, you know, was all over the radio. And anyway, so there was a Miller's Outpost,
mm-hmm.
huge connection, and I would work in the office, and I would hated office work.
Uh-huh.
I can't, it's very, very difficult for me to be an 8-to-5-er. So, because I'm, you know, as you know, I'm hyper. I need to move. So at that time, I was still going on every kind of audition. It's very
right.
hard to do that when you have a full-time job.
Right.
I was auditioning, and there was a period of time I was up for 3 things at once.
Yeah.
They were all, and it was like at that point, whatever job came first.
Sure.
So I went for an open call. I was Ralph Edwards Productions. It was just right when Kathy Lee Johnson who's now Kathy Lee Gifford, who did Name That Tune, left, and they were looking for a replacement. So I was talking to Roth Edwards Productions. And then I was up for, I was singing, Lady Flash would have been the backup singers for Barry Manilow.
Okay.
And one of the girls was pregnant. They were looking for a replacement, so I was rehearsing with them. And that was back in the days of the TAC. You know, are we ready for a break? Because I can be long-winded here. And then I went for an open call with the Gold Diggers. I didn't even know who they were. I was doing some, I went from, it's a long story. Anyway, I did have another singing job that was out in Orange County.
When we come back.
All over the map. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'll keep you on track. We're gonna come back talking about the Gold Diggers. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Grandpa's On Scene on TV Store. You got to go over there. That's just a fun place to look around at all the weird stuff.
I need nighttime glasses. I think I hear that they may have them.
They have everything that you never thought you needed until you got there. And then you walk out with your arms loaded because this stuff is so cool. It may not work, but the packaging is awesome. We're going to be back right after this break for the news with Linda Bott.
Morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Gene commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at RedingRancheria.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to the show. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl Bott. I have a special guest in the studio today, Linda Bott. The weather is going to be too cold all day today as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it may get up to 69 or 72 or something, and that's not warm enough for me. I'm for year-round temperature of 80 degrees, but that's the way it is. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with service on all models and makes of heating and cooling systems, including warranties and guarantees. You can reach them 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for service. They have a home site at homecomfort.org, or you can give them a call at 221-2642. Linda, we've explored how you got to the interview with the gold diggers, and ultimately you got hired. Now, I remember watching the gold diggers on television. I was I'm not nearly as young as you, but, well, I was old then. I'm still old. And it appeared to me that the gold diggers existed for the purpose of making Dean Martin look good.
That's exactly right.
Oh, I got it? I didn't even know. But that's right. What I thought they existed for. Now, the criteria to be a gold digger apparently was you had to be able to sing, dance, and look good. I didn't see any overweight women. I didn't see any ugly women. And I didn't see any women that couldn't sing. So they had some barriers to hiring that would offend the Me Too movement today. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
And so you were the youngest member of a group of how many were there?
In and out through 25 years. That's how long the Greg Garrison brought the name, the Gold
right.
Diggers, and specifically for that purpose, to put these girls around Dean and do some, you know, shtick and
right.
the kind of things in some of the skits and that kind of thing. They're probably 50 to 60. I don't know the exact number.
How many were there when you got there?
There were 6 girls, and when I auditioned, they were replacing 4.
Okay. And how many were at the peak altogether at one time?
Let's see. I went to now the original Gold Diggers that were the ones who went to Vietnam, and it was very moving. A couple of years back, my girlfriend Marie, who joined the group with me, which was the last group. Mm-hmm. We were the last. We auditioned in 78, and I was the youngest of that group. And we went, so Marie and I decided to go to Vegas when they were doing they had a documentary they put together, and these girls were probably, they're in their 68, they're 68 to 70 years old now, some of them mm-hmm. 68 to 72. And I think there were like 15.
All right. So you get there, and it's your first day on the job, and did any of the girls take you aside and say, look, this is the deal? Or did, how did that work?
Well, and we're still all very tight sisters today. One girl has passed away, we still are very, all always have the sisterhood, because traveling on the road and being in this kind of environment was just very special in its own. You know, it's like doing, being in a Broadway production or something, but we were on the road together. And
okay, so you're on the road together, but there had been there were older women than you there.
There was.
Anybody take you aside and say, look, honey.
Yes. Well, first of all, there were rules. We had strict rules.
What were the rules?
Okay. When you are in public, you will always have your makeup on and be dressed.
Okay.
You're not walking through MGM in sweats with no makeup on. Because you represent the group on and off stage.
Okay. What was the next rule?
No drugs.
No drugs. Next rule.
And originally, nobody could be married.
Okay.
And the girls were anywhere from 18 to 22.
All right.
And Greg Garrison is the man who was behind doing the Matt Helm series with Dean and created the whole Dean Martin.
Right.
He was brilliant.
I remember.
And he handpicked every girl.
Okay.
And then Lee Hell recently, he was our musical director. Last year I went for his funeral, which was talk about, you know, your basic old school Hollywood amazing, you know, funeral life remembrance. Anyway, Lee Hell, Janet Ty, and they would audition girls throughout the United States.
Okay. So it was a full-time job?
No.
It was not a full-time
when
job.
When I joined the group, we never had what they would call a writer where you were on hold. You just, if you wanted to sing with this group, you auditioned and got with this group, you know, you would be called, maybe. There was not a, that was a very hard thing. I mean, it's interesting. I think that put us all together, too, because if you wanted to get another job, like, say, in the theater and it was booked during this time, and you got a call saying, hey, Dean's going to be in Vegas, you open in 2 weeks, you can't do both.
So you chose to either stay with the Gold Diggers or go do the other job.
Exactly. Many of us stayed with the Gold Diggers and just tried to work on part-time whatever we do in between. Many times we didn't take other offers because we coveted that role so much.
How many years were you with the Gold Diggers?
8 years.
During that 8 years?
Four and then four.
Okay. Two separate stints.
Yes.
During that time, what were your side jobs? Generic side job.
Well, no.
I mean, were you waiting tables?
I did club gigs.
You did club gigs?
Yeah, I modeled, in fact, she's still alive, and I went for her 90th birthday party. I had my agent, and I worked doing, I did a lot of club work in L.A. So I could book in between, like, say, a weekend with a piano player or with a band and do, you know, a couple Thanksgiving weekend, let's say. You know, I would always work a Thanksgiving or, you know, something like that if we weren't booked.
Mm-hmm. So you did it for 4 years. Then what did you do before you came back?
I went to audition for a show in Vegas called City Lights that was at the Flamingo Hilton. And I really wanted to be in a production show, so I ended up auditioning and getting the lead. So I was Miss City Lights in a cast of 80 at the Flamingo Hilton, like, you know, where I was really now in the showgirl situation, where you had, if you've been to a Las Vegas production, you know, some of the girls, they're called the coverds, and then some of them are partly covered. So we had 80 dancers. I was the singer.
That was nicely put.
Yeah, partly covered. And then you had your three novelty acts. And then this was an ice skating where they pulled the stage back. So there was dancing and ice skating. And I was dressed in the Bob Mackie gown. And I was the singer and the lead through, you know, kind of leading people through the show about what the numbers were. And then singing.
So you were the glue that held the show together or the narrator, facilitator of the program. And how long did that last?
A year and a half.
Did you like living in Las Vegas?
I did.
And doing those shows?
I did. I worked it was lonely. Yeah. And I, the show life for many of those dancers and singers that came through were all super talented. They had years and years of ballet or ice skating. We get to Vegas and have dreams that this is just temporary. And then the next thing you know, a mortgage would happen, a marriage would happen, a baby would happen, and they would be there for years.
Mm-hmm.
And that would they'd land. Some people were very smart during those days and bought lots of real estate.
So after you So you did that for a year and a half. When did you go back to the gold diggers?
So from there, you know, it's one of those things where you experience from Miss City Lights, and just like anything else, I think somebody wanted to put their girlfriend in the show, and, you know, it was like, we love you on a Friday and let you go on a Monday. I experienced that.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, at a 2-week notice. And they were just talking about building a show in Laughlin around me.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of sat there and thought, gosh, now what do I do? You know, what am I going to do now? I'm in Vegas. So I called my agent in L.A. and I said, I don't care if it's a piano bar someplace. I need to perform. Put me someplace. And she told me that there was a gentleman and his wife who owned Fung Lum's, which was a big, beautiful restaurant that I had performed at in Studio City, that they were opening a club in Hong Kong and they were looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what? So I flew in to LA and the next day quickly. Mm-hmm. And I signed a contract with them, told them this is what I want. And I flew into, I was in Hong Kong 2 weeks later doing my own nightclub act.
We're going to come back with a history of Linda Bott, world traveler. Whatever.
You wanted to do this.
I do.
People
and
want
I'm
to
not,
talk about headlines.
I'm not done with
indulgent.
You yet. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under, they don't have all my financial needs because they don't pay me any money. But they have been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. They're at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. You can get a hold of Judy Maxwell at 221-0441. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit 2 to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kugler's Furniture on Churnbrook.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to the program. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl Bott with my special guest, Linda Bott.
You asked.
I asked to do this interview. Linda was reluctant, but she's living through it. And the bump music was great.
Mm-hmm.
Just a small town girl.
True.
So you did all this showbiz stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wound up back at home, and then you moved up to Reading.
Mm-hmm.
But looking back on it, it was a different society. It was a different time. And looking through the lens of the Me Too movement and the social interaction of the day, I mean, by their definition, you were an object. You were objectified. And which is a term that came into use after that era. Did you ever feel like you were just an object as opposed to a person?
Well, I'm trying to think, you know, when you're 19, 20, 25, I mean, and then I was over in Asia, which is a whole different culture.
Right.
And then I came back, you know, I was pretty cocky and spoke my mind, which got me in trouble.
Uh-huh.
It was the girls, it was the, you know, and somebody with gold diggers and other situations where if you followed, if you were, you know, you shut up, you show up, you do your job, and then don't create any waves.
Right.
And I was the one that I would create waves. I just kind of was that person. I never wanted to be a troublemaker. It's not like that. But when I'm sitting with a group of girls and everybody's complaining, I would go right to the people and say, "We feel," which made it look like I was the one that felt that because I was speaking. So I kind of always felt like I took kind of a leadership role in many of the situations that I was ever in, which got me in trouble sometimes. I don't know. I just feel like instead of sitting around and complaining about it, let's talk about it and see if, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask, but sometimes it does hurt to ask.
Did you ever feel like you were hired because of how you looked rather than what your skills were?
No, because I feel that, that's not true in the certain sense that, you know, like when I was hired as Miss City Lights, you know, I have to laugh also with the gold diggers. I mean, they were at a point there where some of the girls that had been in the group and gone to Europe and were living the life had grown out of their costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So they were not fired because of that, but it was like, we want you to look a certain way.
It's a euphemism for they put on weight because they grew up and matured.
Whatever you want to call it. So
they put on weight.
So I was always felt growing up that I had to work really hard on my talent because I wasn't endowed. I didn't have perfect face and hair and a body. I was built more like a boy. I ran, so I was in. I was a very athletic, so I had legs were my feature. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you could, if it's a feature that you have to audition, it got me some role, couple roles, you know, or auditions for some roles in movies that didn't actually make it to the screen, but. You know, you use your assets, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, I mean, you got to follow it up with talent.
You realize that that's sacrilege among the Me Too-ers of today?
I just, you know, I mean, if you're a good speaker, you use your speaking. If you've, you know, I mean, if you go and speak in front of a group of women, you know, I think you put lipstick on. You don't put a lip, you put, it's a self-image. You do it because it makes you feel good. Not everybody does that.
Yeah, it makes you feel good because you were raised that way. You know, I mean, there's lots of women running around without lipstick.
Well, I'm a tomboy.
But on the other hand, that saving didn't start until sometime in the 60s.
Right, right. So it's a little bit of a dichotomy with me because I'm a tomboy and I run around a lot without makeup on. But what I'm saying is that in a public appearance, in a, that kind of thing, you're trying to ask me about Me Too, and you went back into, did I ever feel like...
Objectified,
I'm sure. In my era, you know, you had the wink, you had the pat.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like I needed to go to the office and report it, because I just, I don't know, maybe it's an era. An era of just, it's not like I was ever pinned in an office.
Uh-huh.
I went on a few weird auditions. That were a little iffy. You know, I'm really lucky that I got out of a lot of situations because I traveled around the world as a single girl, and I got myself in some situations that I'm lucky to be alive.
Did you enjoy Tokyo?
I wasn't in Tokyo. I was in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Yes,
did you enjoy Hong Kong?
Loved it. But again, so what I was experiencing, that was before the Chinese takeover, I was experiencing was a very a multicultural environment after living in California and being in Vegas and traveling with the Gold Diggers, but not on this level. So I was performing with my own nightclub act at the Sheraton on Kowloon side. And, I, you know, my social life was I'd have, you know, a Japanese, a Chinese, a French, a Brit. And we'd be at dinner, and it was just fascinating to me all of this world conversation going on. So I chose to keep going back. I was there 2 years. I kept renewing contracts any way I could get back. I did television, modeling. I had a nice gig going on in Hong Kong.
Do you feel they were different than Californians in terms of what they cared about in life?
Well, in Hong Kong, yes, because in California's laid back. In Hong Kong, everything was formal and work. They work six-day work days, or they work five and a half, so Saturday's half work day. And everybody was there to work. It wasn't really, but they were pleasure-seeking as well with the sailing and the regatta races. And, you know, they took pleasure in eating and drinking and socializing as well. But it was, you were there, kind of the World Economic Center was happening right out of Hong Kong in those days, in the 80s.
If you knew what you knew now, coming out of high school, would you have taken the career path you took?
Oh, that's interesting. I'm so happy that I had the opportunities I've had.
Uh-huh.
Would I have got, you know, do I wish that I would have gotten a degree? Is it too late to go back and get a degree? What would I do with my degree? You know, my world has been show business, which took me from not having a family because I was on the road all the time.
Sure.
And I never wanted to put my children through, you know, dropping them off at my parents' house when I went off on a call to New York. That was just a choice I made. I think I would do the same thing because I feel like 70s and 80s were golden. There were golden times.
Mm-hmm.
Would I do it today? I don't know. I'm also like a different age now. It took incredible energy and stamina to do what I did.
I mean, sometimes we think about, you know, if if I knew everything that I know now when I was 20 years old, how would I live my life differently? Now, I've limited this to your career differently because I don't want to get into all the personal stuff, but you think your career would have probably been about the same.
If I were to do that today?
If you knew then what you know now.
Oh, yeah, it would have been really different. I would have played it smarter.
You would have played it smarter?
I would have played it smarter.
Like what?
Just, you know, not being a little bit more socially, like, you know, you learn how to be more politically correct instead of being so outspoken. And I think if I would have been a little bit politically correct, there would have been maybe some situations that, and I had a hard time staying still. And I still, you'd be around me now, you know how hard it is for me to stay still. But, so staying still is really good for a longer career path.
Sure. All right. Well, we're about out of time for the show. We're going up to a high of 72 degrees today.
And by the way, I just want to plug this. The 19th of December, I'll be at Wind River with Ladybot and the Bluebirds. And I'll be doing Christmas music. I have great musicians with me. It'll be a fun night from 6 to 9. So I'm just announcing this now.
Is it in the restaurant, Elements?
It's in Elements Lounge.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I have to have a reservation?
Probably, unless you sit at the bar, or we'll have a table you can sit with us.
I don't have to drink, do I?
No.
Well, good, because I don't.
Oh, good.
So I can come see you.
Yeah.
It's been great talking to you this morning.
Oh, my God. I'm all over the map, Ken. Thanks. You asked.
Well, I've never...